He stood alone within the spacious square, declaiming from the central grassy mound, with head uncovered and with streaming hair, as if large multitudes were gathered round. A stalwart shape, the gestures full of might, the glances burning with unnatural light, as I came through the desert, thus it was, as I came through the desert. All was black. In heaven no single star, on earth no track, a brooding hush without a stir or note, the air so thick it clotted in my throat, and thus for hours, then some enormous things swooped past, with savage cries and clanking wings, but I strode on austere, no hope, could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was, as I came through the desert, eyes of fire, glared at me throbbing with a starved desire. The hoarse and heavy and carnivorous breath was hot upon me from deep jaws of death. Sharp claws, swift talons, fleshless fingers cold, plucked at me from the bushes, tried to hold, but I strode on austere. No hope, could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. Lo, you there, that hillock burning with a brazen glare, those myriad dusky flames with points aglow, which writhed and hissed and darted to and fro, a sabbath of the serpents, heaped pell-mell for devil's roll call, and some fate of hell. Yet I strode on austere, no hope could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. Meteors ran and crossed their javelins on the black sky span. The zenith opened to a gulf of flame. The dreadful thunderbolts jarred earth's fixed frame. The ground all heaved in waves of fire that surged and weltered round me, that soul there unsubmerged. Yet I strayed on austere, no hope could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert, air once more, and I was close upon a wild seashore. Enormous cliffs arose on either hand, the deep tide thundered up a league-broad strand, white foam belts seethed there, wan spray swept and flew, the sky broke, moon and stars and clouds and blue, and I rode on austere. No hope could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. On the left, the sun arose and crowned a broad crag cleft. There stopped and burnt out black, except a rim, a bleeding eyeless socket, red and dim, whereon the moon fell suddenly southwest, and stood above the right-hand cliffs at rest, still I strode on austere. No hope could have no fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. From the right, a shape came slowly with a ruddy light, a woman with a red lamp in her hand, bareheaded and barefooted on that strand. Oh, desolation, moving with such grace! Oh, anguish, with such beauty in thy face! I fell as on my bier, hope travailed with such fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. I was twain, two selves distinct that cannot join again. One stood apart and knew, but could not stir, and watched the other stark in swoon and her, and she came on and never turned aside, between such sun and moon and roaring tide, and as she came more near, my soul grew mad with fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. Hell is mild and piteous matched with that accursed wild. A large black sign was on her breast that bowed, a broad black band ran down her snow-white shroud. The lamp she held was her own beating heart, whose blood drops trickled step by step apart. The mystery was clear, mad rage had swallowed fear. As I came through the desert, thus it was, as I came through the desert. By the sea she knelt and bent above that senseless me. Those lamp drops fell upon my white brow there. She tried to cleanse them with her tears and hair. She murmured words of pity, love and woe. She heeded not the level rushing flow. And mad with rage and fear, I stood stone-bound so near. As I came through the desert, thus it was as I came through the desert. When the tide swept up to her there kneeling by my side, she clasped that corpse like me, and they were borne away, and this vile me was left forlorn. I know the whole city cannot quench that heart, or cleanse that brow, or wash those two apart. They love, their doom is drear, yet they nor hope nor fear. But I, what do I hear?